Tonight I'd like to invite you over to the second book of John, the second book of John, verse 5. 2 John, verse 5, reads this way. It says, "And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, that ye should walk in it. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that ye lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne tonight, thanking you for the privilege of gathering together as your people. Lord, asking for the blessing of your Holy Spirit to guide our hearts and minds that we might hear from you. And once again, Lord, worship you in spirit and truth. Bless your word tonight and bless us as your people. And we'll give you all the praise, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of the message is simply in verse 8, "Look to yourselves," or we can also phrase it like this, "Abiding in the doctrine of Christ." What is the doctrine of Christ? That's a good question. The gospel of Christ, but the Bible tells us in the book of Romans 1:16, says this, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." That's the gospel in a nutshell, amen? And that's the power that makes the difference in the life of the believer. And then verse 17 says this, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." And that word, we want to intertwine that word with the word trust always to be reminded of what the Lord is doing in our lives. I want to look at just three thoughts here briefly. And that is, God's love and keeping of his commandments are tied together. And then we'll take a brief moment in verse 7 and consider the deceivers. And then last we'll consider that it is God's will that all believers receive a full reward. Did you know that? That's God's will, that he purposed us for success in him. Hold your place right here. I do want you to see what John was talking about from the beginning. And go back to the Gospel of John chapter 13, or you can just listen. Gospel of John chapter 13, Jesus speaking to his disciples here in verse 34. John 13 verse 34, Jesus said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you." This is a different kind of love now. He says, "I want you to love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this," he said, "this love that God loved us with, shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have loved one to another." So that is an important message that he gave, the Lord gave, to his disciples. And we'll consider that here in just a moment. But let's look at God's love and the keeping of his commandments are tied together. Back up with verse 5 and notice what it says here. It says, "And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which ye had from the beginning, that ye love, that we love one another." And of course, we're talking about this body of believers, these people that have gathered together in the name of the Lord. And John, the Revelator, is telling them, this is the fundamental truth here. This love binds us together and opens the window, really, and the door for the blessings of God and the power of God into our lives, that the world may know that we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. So he said, boy, on top of everything that you would ever learn concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, experience and know the love of God that he has given to us. And that what is the love of God to us? Well, our redemption is the love of God. When we trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, you and I experience the unhindered, unwavering, unconditional love of God that was given to you and me personally. And when we receive that, we experience the free pardon of sin. And I hope it affected you as it did me. I never thought about God in the same way. And that was just the opening. Boy, when the Lord revealed himself, I wanted to learn the Word of God, right? All of a sudden, when I read the Bible, I was taken by it.
because everything I was reading was to me personally. And I was thanking the Lord for the work that he did. So he said, don't ever forget that. And then, in fact, he says, walk in that one toward another. Have that kind of love, because God has given it to us that we might give it to one another, right? And walk in that. So if we're walking, if we're filled up with the love, that unconditional love, then there's plenty to give out, right? But if we're running on empty of that love, we have nothing to give out. And I'm going to tell you the natural thing for you and me to do. I'll say that again. The natural thing for you and me to do is to love ourselves more than we love others. You remember David, a man after God's own heart? Wouldn't you say he was running low on the love of God when he sinned with Bathsheba? Wouldn't you say he was low? In fact, he had no love of God when he planned for Uriah's murder, Bathsheba's husband. What wouldn't you say? So we don't want to run, and I won't take anything away. Listen, isn't it amazing that God restored David in the right relationship with God? Amen. What a merciful God we have. What a loving God. Now, should we say, oh, well, if grace abounds, that means I can sin more. Right? Well, that's natural. That's not. Listen, if we are experiencing the love of God, we don't want to play games with the Lord. We don't want to try to prove God by our failure. We want to comply with the Lord and experience his blessings in our lives. And so he says this in verse 6, and this is the love, that we walk after his commandments. So God's love and the keeping of his commandments are tied together, but please listen, not in our strength. The love of God will move us. I was in such a state of mind and state of spirit that I was never in my whole life when God forgave me of my sins. I was so thankful. I was so thankful. The best thing that could have ever happened to me, the best events wouldn't even compare to what I was experiencing with the Lord. I did not want that to be disturbed. Amen? I did not want that to be. I was just basking in the grace of God and at awe at his forgiveness toward me. And so you could have done at that moment, you could have done anything, almost anything, and it wouldn't have fazed me, because God had my attention. I wasn't giving God my attention, and yet I was giving my God my attention, but he gave me his attention. And so when we are walking in that way with the Lord, boy, we are empowered. Surely, Lord, if our minds are, listen, will we think about sinning? I know God's going to wipe it out, but you think if you were in the presence of God, do you think you would be thinking about anything else if you're in the presence of the Lord? Well, that's the whole key, that we might walk in the presence of God and in his love. And all of a sudden, when he asks us to do things, surely, Lord, I want to stay right here. I don't want to go anywhere else. I want to stay right in your presence. Amen? And so it's not us doing that, but it's the love of God through us that works out all these things for us. And by the way, and if you fail, I want to come back to that, Lord. I've taken my eyes off for whatever reason. I want to walk with you. And this is love, verse 6, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it. So that's God's will for us in his strength. And then he says this about deceivers. Many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. So they're deceivers, right? But now watch this, and this is God's will, that all believers receive a full reward. And we're just going to look at the verses 8 through 11, and we're finished tonight. But consider this. He says this, look to yourselves. This is important. Look to yourselves, that ye lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Now the Apostle John is writing this by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the only reason why he's saying that you receive a full reward is because everything in the Word of God here that's for the believer is the will of God. So this is God's will for you and me to walk really in the way of God, to receive this full reward in his power. Then he says this. Now, remember, listen. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. In other words, when David sinned with Bathsheba, did he have God? Did God have him? No. They didn't have the Lord. But if we live in that way day after day, David did for about a year before he got things right. But boy, if we never see God in our lives, something's really missing. But listen, was David missing out on something in his own life for a whole year when he sinned with Bathsheba and didn't confess it? Absolutely he was. He missed out completely on the Lord. And so he says this. He said, whosoever, verse 9, transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. And so if we're abiding in the doctrine of God, and what is the doctrine of God, really? If you were to say, what is the doctrine of God? It is the love of Christ to you and me. That will fulfill everything else. If we have love one toward another, and we can only have that by the grace of God, when we consider what God has done for us in our salvation, is it a hard thing to love anybody else? Can't we say, who am I, Lord, that you gave me eternal life? And God says, I want to shine that love. I want to fill you with my love, that that love might shine through our lives. And so God wants to fill us, and therefore we can walk in the doctrine of Christ now and have both the Father and the Son. Verse 10, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, in other words, being filled with the love of God, right? And that was it, that we receive this full reward. Whosoever transgresseth abideth not in the doctrine of Christ. So if we're walking in sin, we are not abiding in the doctrine of Christ. And so this doctrine of Christ in the Word of God is important for the believer to walk in, not to make excuses for. And then he says, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine of Christ, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. How important is this in the heart and mind of God? He says, if anybody tells you different than this, don't even be friends with them. Don't even wish them well. And by the way, here's why. Verse 11, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. In other words, anybody who walks contrary to this truth, that's not the one that you want to walk with. And what he's implying here is somebody who's professing to know the Lord Jesus Christ and yet denying this doctrine. He's not talking about the world. You can go to anybody in the world, they'll deny this, but that's because they don't know the Lord. But if somebody professes to know the Lord and says, oh, that doctrine of loving one another, just throw that off to the side, that's unimportant. Well, that's not what the Word of God says here. So if it's important, then the truth is we need to look to ourselves. David, I use David because we're familiar with his sin, neglected to look to himself, and would you say drifted or fell very far away from where the Lord wanted him to be. And question, did his heart change? Look at how wicked we are. Look at a man after God's own heart. Look at the danger of not yielding to the Lord and walking with the Lord, how far we... If David committed this kind of a sin, could you and I do something like that? Oh boy, could we. So God would say, listen, look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and we'll have our eyes and our hearts in the right place. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne tonight. Lord, we thank you for the reminder of the importance of the doctrine of Christ, the love of God, Lord, that we might understand that we might call upon you to give us more understanding of that doctrine, that we might walk in it by your power and grace. Bless, Lord, as we depart from this place, that we might walk the rest of this week as we begin it here, Lord, in your doctrine, in your grace, not only for our blessing, Lord, but also for your glory, and that the world might see the light of Christ. Bless Northwood Baptist Church, and we'll be careful to give you all the praise, for we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.